Blog Talk Radio.
Baruch HaTah, Yahweh Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Hamot Zalakam, Min Harez Selah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Yahweh, King of the universe, who bringeth forth food from the earth. Shira Yahweh, Revolt, Alfei Yisrael Selah. Hallelujah. Return, O Yahweh, unto the countless thousands of Israel. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh, henceforth, forever and forever and ever, world without end. Selah. Praise the Most High Yah. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite, every day, every day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my beloved brothers, my sisters, it gives me a great deal of pleasure, as well as the fact that it is a blessing to be able to come your way and to grace you with knowledge and information here in the Knowledge Suite. Stay tuned, because we got some good stuff coming up in the Knowledge Suite. Yes, I'm going back in there, and I'm getting ready to hit this new book so hard, as you're going to think a ton of bricks and asphalt and everything it is to throw at it has hit it, because we're going to take it apart, tear it up. Hallelujah. I'm not going to chew it up, though. Oh, no, I ain't putting it in my mouth. No. That book don't have no sweet taste in your mouth, because it's a book of lies. The Most High Yah does not speak in the Peace O Family book. And we just got to come to that realization, my beloved brother. So y'all got to give this Greek deity up. And you Hebrews out there, who Yahshua, Yahaba, Haba, Shaba, Hawa, whatever y'all saying. Man, y'all have got to get out of that, because, see, if you are putting anyone beside y'all, other than y'all, because y'all just go crazy with the Messiah thing, man. Y'all make the Messiah more important than the Creator. You can't do that. Mashiach. Simple Hebrew word that means anointed. It don't mean anointed one. Some people say anointed one. Whoever that one is that's anointed, that's chosen by Yah to be anointed, is the anointed one. That happened to be Dawid, the most important man that was ordered to be what? Anointed by the Most High Yah. Let's not get it twisted. Yeah, we're going to get in all of this. We're going to bring all this out. And oh, yeah, get ready. Buckle your seatbelt, because I'm going to break this tithing thing up too. Yes, all you so-called Hebrew mores and you Christian preachers, y'all do the same damn thing the Christian preacher doing. You can't take tithes from nobody. You're not a Lionite. You don't have no storehouse here. Y'all said we ought to pay tithes in the place that he shall choose to place his name, and that's only one spot on this earth, and that's Yerushalayim. I've talked to several Hebrew congregations who twist this thing up. Well, we're not at home there, you know, but we still have to take tithes. You know, we have to make the storehouse out of the bank. You know, really? No kidding. Boy, y'all better get it right. But anyway, we're going to get into that, straighten all this mess out, because it is a mess. Yes, it is. Praise the Most High, y'all. We're going to get it together, y'all, because we got to. We are the chosen of Yah. And Yah is going to bring this thing together, and he's going to. Hallelujah. I don't care what none of y'all say. He's going to save Israel. You can think it's your Hebrew group if you want to. Go ahead and think whatever the hell you want to, okay? But one thing for sure, I will not be participating in a so-called debate with you. How in the hell can anybody debate with anybody and all of your captives, your slaves, debating about what? Over something you don't know? Come on, y'all. It's time to wake up now. It's time to get it together, my beloved brothers and sisters. And talking about that, I'm going to let a sister bring it to you tonight. I call her Sister Rough Tough. She may not get so rough and tough, not as rough and tough as her husband, but she's rough and tough enough. She's straightforward. She knows what she's talking about. She doesn't use the name of the Creator, but hallelujah, y'all. We have got to bear with people who haven't quite got there yet. Still, they have something to say, and y'all is using people all over the place to wake his people up. So who are us to stand in judgment of anyone? No, we just need to all of us, the entire nation, need to wait and be patient. You need to wait upon Yah. You rush ahead of him, you mess up stuff. Okay? That's all I'm telling you. I love my brothers. Love my sisters. I like to send a shout out to all of you all who are out here. all of you who are out here telling our brothers and sisters the truth about who our Creator is and who we are. Yes, helping to wake Israel up, because we're going to wake up anyway. Like the prophet Ezekiel said, we stood on our feet an exceeding, exceeding great army. Let's not get it twisted, brothers. No, it ain't going to be your handful and that handful there and that hand. No, sir. No, sir. Don't get it twisted. You got to put all the scriptures together, because a lot of this is happening at even at certain dispensations of time, even in the future. What are you going to do with it when the Most High say the day shall come when I will have mercy upon the whole house of Israel? What does whole mean, brother? Huh? Oh, you want to dispute that too, huh? You want to debate that too, huh? You going to still make your Hebrew root be in there, huh? Now, brothers, y'all got to be serious now. I love you, but you got to tell the whole truth, the whole truth. And nothing but the truth, because the truth comes in whole. It don't come in parts and segments. You can't have truth tell and lies there. Anyway, we're gonna take it over to sister. I call her Sister Rough Tough. Hallelujah. And we're gonna listen in on what this sister got to say. What news or what message she has to bring for you tonight. She and her husband have been in the Christian church for quite some time. They come out of it. They're still waking up. All of us are. All of us are groggy. Okay? Gather yourself together, O nation, O nation, nation, not O Hebrew group, O nation, not desired. We'll be back momentarily. I am Yirmiyahu Ben Israel, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, Sister Rough Tough, come on with it.
All praise to the Most High God of Israel. I want to thank you for allowing me into your homes this evening. My name is D.C.E. Smith, and I am the Rear of the Watchman. Tonight, we'll get right into this. Tonight's class is going to be about shall be saved or being saved, or I know I'm saved, sanctified, I'll be able to get out of that foolishness, but that's what it's basically about. We're going to talk about this shall be saved, and looked at a couple of verses out of Lucifer's writing, and then we'll go right into the Father's writings. Some people, well, I guess all Christians have this mythical, good way to put it, understanding over their so-called salvation. And their salvation consists of being grafted in, attached and glued and velcroed and, you know, just stuck on there any way they can, super glued, however they can hang on to this tree, tree of life, which is Israel, the living life of the Father on the planet. They think that they're going to heaven. And there is not a scripture that teaches that anybody goes to heaven, not even Israel. It doesn't even tell you that God's coming to take Israel to heaven. So they have this mythical understanding over how they're going to leave this planet and all these things. But we're going to actually look at this salvation and how it relates to Israel and everybody else. So we're going to start in Acts, and we're going to look at how they word their salvation too. You're going to have to pay attention closely, because I'm not a talker. I'm not going to be here all night. Most Holy gives it to me. I'm going to give it to you how he gave it to me. Then you go in and you say, Father, with this information that the real has given me, give me wisdom and knowledge and help me and guide me through, because she will not stay with me all night long and hold my hand. All right. So, let's look at Acts 15, and we're going to start at verse 11, but verse 11 is all I really need. I'm going to look at this verse, and I'm going to have you pay attention to your wording. Now, let's start here at 11, and I want you to look at the very first word, because the very first word is a word of unassurity. Because you never start out with the word, but Because what you're doing now is you're going to change something that you don't deem is right, or you don't think is right, or you feel should be changed. And that's what they're getting ready to do. They're getting ready to make this statement as if this is how we want it. This is the way we want it to be. Now listen. But let's do it this way. Let me give you a scenario. We, being the Hebrew Israelites, children of the Most High God, that were put into captivity and served hard labor in bondage, being spoiled, are going to be saved by the Most High God, because He says so in His Word. Now, someone steps up and they say, but we believe, hot dogs, I just told you what the truth of the word was. So when a Christian comes along and says, but, not that, this is what I believe. Ooh, hot dogs, got nothing to do with God, got nothing to do with the truth, it only has something to do with self. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they, who? Them Hebrew Israelites. Them Hebrew Israelites that were put into captivity, and we beat the fuck out of them, and we hung them from trees, and we spoiled them and took everything they had and put them in sackcloths. We should get the same thing that they get. Not so, because He said, but we believe. You see, God doesn't work off of a belief system, and this is something that the Christian and the believers don't quite get. It is the blood line, the pure, righteous bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the continuing in righteousness that is going to be saved by the Most High God, which is called Jacob. So, you can but you believe all you want. But I believe Jesus is God's son. But I think, but I want. But that's what but is in this case and lots of other cases.
So far, Sister Rough Tough is driving a very good point. That new book is full of buts. You know, those type of conjunctions, those type of things they throw in there to throw doubt into it. See, even the JSUS said but a lot of times, you know, like, hey, it's been said unto you that you shall hate your enemies, But I say unto you that you shall love your enemies. Our book don't teach that. Nope. You can't love somebody whose butt you got to kick. It's just that simple, my blood brothers and sisters. We got to get with this thing. The sisters bringing some good points out here. We just jump in every now and then to help bring clarity. She don't really need no help because she's standing on her own 2 feet very, very well. Hallelujah. She's Sister Rough Tough, as you can see. She don't get very, very rough tough as her husband, but she brings it. But that is a very, very good point. Yes, the new book is full of buts, full of doubts. And she's right. The Christians say, yeah, but. And she's mainly talking about the what? The Europeans. Yes, she is. She's referring to the white folks. Like I said, we done beat the hell out of y'all, hung you on trees, done everything to you. But we feel we should get the same salvation as y'all. Nope, it wasn't set up that way, y'all. Don't fool yourself. Don't kid yourself. Y'all have destroyed and vanquished, totally vanquished and destroyed nations before y'all even came out of the caves about messing with His people and wronging us. Yes. Not going to take up much time. Get back into what Sister Rough Tough is talking about, because she's talking some good stuff, and we're going to go ahead and let her play on that. I'm Yerima Yahoo, Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio.
We go to Romans 5 and 10. Hello. The Bible says that ye are His enemy. you are his enemy. Joseph took Israel captive. Joseph spoiled Israel. Joseph made Israel serve hard labor. Joseph went into captivity by ships. You are the chosen. You are his people. But in Romans they say, for if, when we were enemies, oh, you are his enemy. He's still his enemy unto this day. That never changes. That's not going to change. We were reconciled to God by the death of his son. I tried to find that. I searched from Genesis all the way to Malachi, and I could not find one scripture that said anything about the death of God's son being the reconciliation back to God for his enemy. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by what? His life. So you're still saying a statement that you can't back up because you've got no scripture in the Old Testament to prove that you will be saved. What? By his blood? Look at this. Go get on your laptop and go into your Bible dictionary or whatever, into your Bible that you have, if you have it on your computer. If not, go to Bible Gateway, go somewhere. And put in the Old Testament by his blood. See what you come up with. Make over a few oxen or some goats or something that was put on the altar. And doesn't say you'll be saved by his blood, though. You'll never find that in the Old Testament. That's wrong. So now I've opened up a door for your understanding and your wisdom to see that the statements that they're making and the way they're making them is indicating to you a non-assurity, but it's something that they believe that they want to happen. So you're God's enemy, you will be God's enemy until the end of time. And you'll still be his enemy after he destroys you after that. Let's move on. Let's go over here to Isaiah 62. And let's look at verses, just on the 10. You can read it all. You can read 1 through 10, but let's start with 10. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people, Israel. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. It's done. But I'm getting ready to read next. God proclaimed it until the end of the world. This world's age, the new world order, where cattle is like men and women. You know, cattle aren't considered men and women biblically. They're considered male and female. So when the end of this world comes, the way things are now, they're going to go back to the way they used to be. We'll keep on going, so I know I might have confused a few of y'all. He says, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He's coming from Zion. He said, tell that daughter of Zion that I'm coming with the reward. Almost already before me. Everything that I've done is already laid out. I've already made this plan. I've already decided how it would be. I've already made the way it's going to end up. Check verse 12 out. And they shall call them, who? Jacob. the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And they and thou shall be called sought out. God really seeked you out, Israel, threw the stones away, and what was it? In Israel, threw them out the way, and found Israel, a city not forsaken. Israel, you are not forsaken. Your Father is coming back for you. You have salvation. Nobody else has salvation. Ain't nobody with God. Ain't nobody standing on his right side and on his left side and in his backside right in front of him, as Lucifer claimed in Revelations. Ain't nobody yanking nothing out of his hand. Ain't nobody. Just God. And God has proclaimed this thing to the end of the world. Isaiah 45:17-18. Let's take a look at that. But Israel shall be saved. This is God. See, this ain't Israel. But I think, but I believe, but this is what we see. This is what we want. Israel don't do that. Israel has to do that. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord. Not Israel saying it, but wait, but we believe, but we think. She said, no, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. When he brings that new world, oh my goodness, when I say new world, he flips it right back up how it's supposed to be. Israel is on top again. No longer spoiled. No longer is everything they have taken away from them and being abused and being mistreated, huh? We'll get to that later. We'll get to that. Check this out. Verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. It's done. It's done. It's here forever. This earth is complete. It's done forever. He created it not in vain. He created it to blow it up. He didn't create his world to destroy it. He's going to remain forever. And there is none else. I mean, whoever's telling you all these stories about how things are going to be and who's going to be saved and who got a chance to be saved, ain't nobody but God. And these words that are written in his holy writings are the only words that are going to stand. What he says. Let's go to Isaiah 33. And let's look at I can read one. It says, O Lord, be gracious unto us. Ooh, Jacob. We have waited for thee. See, you're waiting for him now. You're waiting for the Most High to return. You are now waiting to see the reveal of what that black man looks like. Huh? Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Trouble's here, y'all. Trouble is on the horizon, at the end of the horizon. It'll come up over the horizon. Now it's coming down at you. At the noise of the trumpet, the people flee. At the lifting up of thyself, the nations were scattered. They came in. A trumpet blew, y'all, and they went in on Israel. They went in on us and did a job on us. Listen to what he say. He said, and your spoil shall be gathered like the gathering of a caterpillar. As a running to and fro of the locust shall he run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Yes. See how we're moving toward that, Israel? You're learning about your God. You're learning about yourself. You're learning about your ancestors. You're gaining wisdom. You're gaining knowledge. It's your stable. Huh? It's your stable. See, you was on shaky ground. You was on all that bull crap, me, this, and we, and I, and me, myself, and this is what we believe, we don't do. You ain't believing nothing here. You hearing what God say from his own mouth. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Isn't that awesome? All right, Israel. We have not yet heard one word about salvation coming to anyone but Israel. Salvation's only unto Israel. You see, if we did not have the writings of Lucifer, which we had to have because we were going to serve other gods, that was just already written. He had his plan already made out. So we have learned from Lucifer that if you believe, you save, you save. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you save. But yet, we only read that Jacob is saved. We only read that Israel is saved. We only read that those that came in on Israel, his enemy, that spoiled him and scattered him, they're not saved. Just Jacob. Just Israel. Jeremiah 30. This is verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, just like now, y'all. Jacob got a lot of troubles. Jacob is trying to get himself together, trying to get knowledge and understanding and wisdom. Jacob's going to do a lot of shit. Jacob has to deal with the popo and the lawyers and the judges and all the problems that come upon Israel. All these things that you have to battle with every day, your children, family, and friends, and then on. This is your trouble time. You're still having trouble, even though your burden's lighter. Because if they hang one from a tree, they can't hang all y'all. They ain't hanging all y'all. You're not running every 5 minutes in fear like you were in the beginning. You're not being whooped and beat like your enemy did you in the beginning. But you're still in trouble. You're still dealing with life as it is. But look at God's thoughts. But he shall be saved out of it.
Praise the mighty Yah, man. I enjoyed that, and I pray that you did too, Ghost. Sister Rough Tough put it delicately, nicely, laid it on in there. She told the truth. But notice how she went in there and ate that New Testament up. She's right. And don't mention that nowhere in the new book about the salvation of Israel. I know Paul go over there in Romans talking about something, you know, all Israel shall be saved and all this kind of stuff out here. But when you go through all of that and try to unravel all that stuff, it's very, very twisted. My beloved brothers and sisters, stay here in the knowledge suite with us because we are growing in wisdom and knowledge here too, all over the place. I don't esteem myself to be no big eye and all this type of stuff. I stay humble unto the Most High Yah and let him do the exalting. Wherever he wants to send me, whatever the Most High Yah wants to do with this, his servant, so let his will be done. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Man, join us again for another episode of the Knowledge Suite this coming M Day, if not before then, because I went out there and saw my stats, man, and the audience is just growing by now. Yes, we had a lot of listeners to come in and listen to the archives. But praise the Most High, y'all. This is what it's about. Not popularity, but getting the truth out. I'm Yirmi Yahu, Ben Yisrael. You be blessed, and we'll see you again when we see you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.